yellow rust, or stripe rust, as it is known in the U.S., is considered to be the most important economic disease on wheat in, I would say, West Asia, Central Asia, and North Africa. You know very well UG99, which really emerged recently from Uganda and moved to Ethiopia, Kenya, and then moved north to reach Sudan, Yemen, and Iran in 2007. The difference between the two, that this has been really here in the region for a long, long time, and we have managed over years to incorporate resistant genes in the varieties, and last year we had a new virulent race of the stripe rust or the yellow rust, which really has broken down the resistance, the genes that we already have. Farmers lost up to 40% of their production through this heavy infestation. It was actually an epidemic last year. And when we look at wheat production in the region, between the yellow rust losses and the drought, the yield went down in some countries to 40% of the total production, which affected food security.
Do you know why this particular strain of yellow rust or stripe was able to emerge? What caused that?
I would say this is one of the implications of climate change in this part of the world. Last year, the average temperature in winter was about 4 to 5 degrees higher than normal. So apparently, the high temperature did contribute, you know, to new mutants that were there in the strain. And certainly, the environmental conditions were inducive because farmers use sprinkler irrigation as a method of supplemental irrigation to rain to break the cycles of drought. The sprinkler irrigation created the right environment with the high temperature for this disease to spread widely in a very short period of time. The spores are very much carried through wind into hundreds of thousands of kilometers in a very short period of time.
Now, scientists met this week in Aleppo, Syria, to discuss the problem. Did you come to any conclusions or recommendations?
Yes, we did, with several really recommendations under Aleppo Declaration. And the first one was certainly to pledge more support for strengthening the Global Rust Reference Laboratory in Denmark and upgrade the skills and facilities of the national and regional rust laboratories. And the second one, replacing those susceptible lines with the resistant varieties. We have resistant varieties, and already three are now released. All we need at this stage is a quick seed multiplication. And we also cover the short-term strategy to cope with the disease in terms of using fungicides.
Now, you're distributing seed to grow rust-resistant wheat. How long do you think it will take before you have crops that will replace the diseased crops?
We need at least 2 to 3 years of very hard work to replace at least, you know, more than 50 to 60% of what we have. After the 2 or 3 years, then I think we will have the opportunity to go on much larger scale. So you are talking about 4 to 5 years where you can really have full coverage.